This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, drug smuggling in Haiti and drug poisoning in Athens. But first, when Libya announced recently that it would give up its weapons of mass destruction program, Richard Bangs was on the phone immediately. He knew this meant that as an American, for the first time in decades, he could legally travel to Libya, and Bangs wanted to be the first one in. Richard Bangs is a travel and adventure writer for MSNBC and has been on many exotic journeys. Now he's writing about his Libya trip this week in Slate. Earlier, Day to Day's Alex Chadwick spoke with Bangs about his trip.
Richard Bangs, why would you want to go to Libya?
Why would you not want to go to Libya? It's one of the few countries that has been inaccessible to the West for the last 20-odd years or so, and it just opened up. And it is magnificent in many ways. It's full of ancient Roman ruins, and it is 90% sand. The Sahara encompasses most of it.
Well, it is a difficult country to get into. You write about all the troubles you have just trying to get there with visas and permissions and that sort of thing. You land, and you start off into the desert. What happens?
Well, we flew down to the southwestern part of the country. The country is the size of Alaska, so it took about 3 hours to get there. And then we headed off on a camel caravan through a series of mountains called the Caucasus.
I should note for our listeners here that while there were camels on this caravan, you were not riding them. The idea was the camels are going to carry everything and you all are going to walk.
Exactly. The camels are sort of our Sherpas. They carry all of our water, which is the most essential thing. We had 600 liters for our week-long trip. And of course, our food and bags, et cetera. But in fact, we did have to resort to riding the camels a few times because a few of our party didn't quite do so well.
Here's part of the itinerary you sent around to all the people who are going on that trip. Day five, we'll walk across the desert while camels carry all the gear. After a picnic lunch, we'll continue to cross the sandy pass of the Tafak, which I gather is a mountain range. Mm-hmm. And then parentheses, camels typically require the encouragement of our Tuareg guides to cross this more challenging portion of the itinerary. You're walking through someplace that camels won't go.
No, it was a tough pass. In fact, we had to use our dinner plates to dig a path over the dunes so that the camels could cross it. This all in 110-degree heat.
You're walking through the Sahara Desert, going from sites that actually sound pretty interesting. I mean, there are Roman ruins there. There are a kind of interesting desert features. What did you encounter?
Well, the rock art in the Caucasus Mountains in the southern part of Libya are among the best in the world. There are galleries and galleries of rock art that date back to 16,000 years or so. The Choa Sahara, back when it was a temperate zone. So you find very complex, rich images of elephant and giraffe and rhino and chariots and crocodiles, et cetera, et cetera. So that's very evocative to see.
When you say galleries, these are actually images that are painted onto or sometimes carved into the stone that's there that were done by people who lived there a long, long time ago.
Yes, yes. And you know, the desert is an environment that preserves quite well. So the color is still existent. And most of these are carved into rock walls that are covered in shade. And it is like walking through a museum to dial back and see what life was like in the Sahara.
But I gather conditions were such that people, they just couldn't keep up with it.
Well, we went in the Saharan summer, and that was a fundamental mistake. We were hoping to be, and we were, the first American tour group into Libya. In order to do that, we had to act quickly and go off-season. In the fall, which is the more preferred time, the Sahara is not so brutal. And there are a number of American tour groups that are scheduled to go in the fall.
So what do you learn from all this, Richard Bangs, and from the accounts that I'm reading in Slate? What do you take away from this?
I think that there is a real resonance to be the first into an environment, into a destination. And there's a sense of wonder at every corner you turn, a sort of childlike wonder. And I don't know that there's any new lesson because this is something that I've tried to do a lot over the years, except reinforcing the notion that it's wonderful to interact with a different culture, a different place than our own. And there's some magic that comes out of it. It was tough, But in the long run, I think it was worth it.
Richard Bang's account of his adventures in Libya is running all this week in a diary in Slate magazine. Richard Bang, thanks for joining us on Day to Day.
Hey, thank you, Alex.
That interview by Day to Day's Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day from NPR News.